New Hampshire's openly gay bishop-elect, Gene Robinson, told an Episcopal congregation in Manchester yesterday that he would not step aside. Despite stern words from the Anglican primates who met last week in London, Robinson says the Anglican communion will survive the turmoil over his sexual orientation. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Raquel Maria Dillam reports.
The Reverend Canon Gene Robinson has been busy since he was elected and confirmed this summer, sometimes visiting as many as 3 different New Hampshire parishes on any given Sunday to say Mass. Yesterday, Robinson met with parishioners and answered questions after the services at Manchester's Grace Episcopal Church.
There are people who call me the most dangerous man in the Anglican Communion. Look at me. I'm... Really? Let's be clear. We've always had gay bishops. All I'm doing is being honest about it.
Even though the Anglican primates say his consecration could put the unity of the International Anglican Communion in jeopardy, Robinson says he's determined to go ahead with it.
I believe that we can hold together while we continue to fight about this. If someone decides that this one issue is bigger than all of that that holds us together, and they decide to leave, I hope they don't leave. This church is big enough for all of us. But if they leave, I just can't shoulder the responsibility for that.
The crowd in the parish center was very supportive of Robinson. Since he's a longtime administrator with the diocese, sometimes it seems like every Episcopalian in the entire state knows him. By and large, they speak highly of his faith, his leadership, and his devotion to his family. But as a schism in the Anglican Communion looms, Robinson faced some pointed questions yesterday. Paul Apple compared the potential split to a messy divorce.
What do we lose if the family breaks up? My wife grew up in Milford. She knows you. She told me what a great guy you are. I have no doubt about that. But is you being a nice guy worth the destruction of my family?
In his sermon, Robinson preached that the faithful should take risks because Jesus was a risk-taker who defied tradition and the religious authorities of his time. Another woman asked him if the Archbishop of Canterbury could change his mind.
If the Archbishop of Canterbury calls me, I will certainly take his call. I don't want to be flip about this. If he were to ask me to stand down, I would take that very seriously, and then I will pray about it.
Edna Swank came from another Episcopal church across town to talk to the reporters gathered outside the church.
As a small child, I was always taught that any sexual activity outside of marriage was a sin. I'm not judging him as a person. I'm just simply saying the activity, the same way that I would probably look at someone that was committing adultery. You know, and when they try to convince us that it's no longer a sin, well, I don't buy it.
As the diocese prepares for the consecration on November 2nd, churches around the country have announced they'll withhold money from the National Episcopal Church in protest. And at least one New Hampshire parish has reached out to conservative Episcopal groups in preparation to leave the New Hampshire diocese. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.